And that's why all the later kings of the English, whether it was Normans or Plantagenets or Tudors, looked back to Athelstan as the founder of their kingdom. And in one sense, you could say they go back to that moment in 927.
But it was a pretty messy moment, and the hoard demonstrates that the struggle between Viking and Anglo-Saxon wasn't yet over. The treasure certainly belonged to a rich and powerful Viking, but he must have stayed on in Yorkshire under the new regime, because some of the coins in his hoard were minted by Athelstan in York in 927. Something must then have gone wrong for our Viking, which led him to bury the hoard, but he did it so carefully that he must have intended to return. Was he killed in the ongoing skirmish between Vikings and Anglo-Saxons? Did he go back to Scandinavia or on to Ireland? Whatever happened to the treasure owner, most of the Vikings in England stayed on and, in due course, were assimilated. In northeast England today, places with names ending in By and Thorpe, like Grimsby and Cleethorpes, are living survivals that still speak of the long Viking presence.